21-year-old Serge Aurier impressed many football fans with his assured performances in defence for Ivory Coast at the 2014 World Cup. In fact, for many people, he was the best right-back at the entire tournament. He currently plies his trade at Paris Saint-Germain, but he began his club career with Lens, making his debut at the age of just 17. Ali Bamba Diabatu is a football journalist in Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast rely on him because he's part of the new Ivorian team. After Didier Drogba, Emmanuel Eboué, Didier Zokora, big players like that, we need to rely on young players like Aurier Sej. He's part of the new generation. But his father is a former football player. Serge Aurier is a player who's going to surprise a lot. If the Ivory Coast qualified for the next African Cup of Nations, I think Serge Aurier will do good surprise.
Algeria's Nabil Bentaleb is another African star leading the new generation of players. The 19-year-old Tottenham midfielder represented France before switching allegiance to Algeria, gaining his first international cap in March. The North African football writer Maher Mizahi has followed Bentaleb's career closely.
Nabil Bentaleb is somebody that has progressed very quickly in a very short period of time. He hadn't really broken into the first team until December, I believe, until Tim Sherwood came in and brought him up with him from the academy. The thing I like about him is his maturity. He has a sort of languid style where you don't really, almost seems lazy in a sense, but it's because he's so composed on the ball and he sees things ahead of time. So he's a very intelligent passer of the ball, and he's a defensive midfielder that maybe makes interceptions more than tackles. He's not maybe as physical as other players in the Premier League, but for me, that's a mark of his intelligence.
And just as Serge Aurier did, Bentaleb also had a great World Cup in Brazil.
Yeah, he played the first three of the four matches. In those first three of the four matches, he was the player in the World Cup that ran the most off the ball. I believe he was running 13 kilometers a match. So we saw the physical side of his game as well. He had a very high passing percentage, and he formed a very good relationship with Karl Medjani and Safir Teitur in a 4-3-3. So he's somebody that Algeria are really depending on and are going to be depending on probably for the next decade.
Cameroon had a World Cup to forget, but amidst the poor results and bad behaviour, there was some reason to be positive. 22-year-old Vincent Aboubakar led the line for the new generation of indomitable Lions. The FC Porto forward was just 18 years of age when he scored his first goal for Cameroon. And our Cameroon football expert, the Okadia Bongbong, says Aboubakar has a bright future ahead of him.
He finished the season with 16 goals in 34 matches and was able to score 2 goals for Cameroon during the African Nations Cup qualifiers in Yaoundé against Ivory Coast. He's an important card for Cameroon. Now, with Samuel Eto'o retired from international football, many are looking up to him to continue the scoring spree.